The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. Don't stop believing. We've got Avalon HR here this morning to help you out in believing in your job, your workplace, your employees, right? We're going to cover it all.
My first thought hearing that this morning is don't stop believing that the IRS will eventually go away.
Right, there you go. All right, so we've got our friends from Avalon HR this morning. Stacy Orens is here. Stacy is the benefits manager, and Kirk Waters is here for business development. So good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, so a lot going on. Obviously, we just touched on a bit on the taxes. Sure. And now what do y'all want to talk about? Because there's a lot happening in 2025.
There is. It's the first of the year. People are getting their W-2s. They're filing taxes and all that good things, and people are freaking out left, right, five ways of Sunday. This is the best time. You know, we say often, please keep your information with your employer updated. Your address, your contact numbers, your emergency contact numbers. But check your paychecks throughout the year. That is imperative. People get very complacent in that. It's something they don't think about. But you need to look at it. Make sure it's what you're thinking it's going to be. Make sure the tax is being withheld is what you think it's going to be. You know, you can't come up in January, February and call your employer and say, oh, hey, I didn't have enough taxes taken out. I have to pay. Now fix it. Mm. We can't fix it at that point. Like, once these are submitted, it is what it is. You know, and if you didn't have it withheld, we can't say that you did. Like, we can't alter that information. So check it throughout the year. Kind of do a checkup on yourself, you know, every 3 months, 6 months. At least look at your check and see if it's reasonable. There's all kinds of free tools online. I would say the IRS.gov site has several, but they're a little more, I think, convoluted than most people need to really get into. But there's lots of free sites that you can go to, tax holding calculators, payroll estimator calculators, and things like that, where you can put in your information and get an idea. And something that I run across often, being on the benefit side, is something that people really forget, is their benefits, any pre-tax benefit, lowers your taxable income. Those are things like your medical, dental, vision, 401k, anything that is a pre-tax deduction will lower that taxable income. So when you get your W-2, people call us and they're like, well, I made, you know, $7,000 more than this. Where's it at? Well, you did, but your tax base, those pre-tax deductions, lower your taxable income. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing, because instead of getting taxed on $50,000, you may only owe federal income tax on $43,000. And that can be a big difference. So keep in mind when you're looking at your tax forms that any pre-tax deduction will lower that taxable income. And so when you get your W-2, that's why it could be less than what you were thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, where did my money go? Well, it probably went to pre-tax deductions, and that's why. But that's a good thing, people. Yeah. That's a very good thing. Don't panic. Again, just reminder on things like checking your address. If we do, we have W-2s available in our employee portal, which is available to all employees, past, present. And then if we have to mail you a W-2 or any other communications, at least we have a correct address. We can get it to you. So check those things out throughout the year. And it's very important that your employer know how to reach you, especially, like in something that we do, where we have employees all over the United States. I need to know a good phone number for you. I need a good address for you. I need your information to be current. If I should happen to need to call your emergency contact, I would like that, to be somebody that is still in your life, not someone that, hey, you would be surprised. I've called people and they're like, I divorced him 2 years ago. It happens, right?
Oh my goodness.
Keep that thing, keep those items up to date. Help your employer out a little bit. They would truly appreciate it.
Okay, Kirk, how are you doing over there?
I don't know. Kirk is back
in the house. Okay. We're talking about the tax returns.
Well, and it can be a big benefit for the business owner as well. So, not only can the employee contribute, pre-tax, as Stacy said, and limit that liability, but the business owner can contribute to a 401k, do a match, do all the different things that they can do to limit their exposure as well. And the great thing about it is we're not financial consultants, but we work with a company called Slavic 401k that is very well known in our industry. And we can set up time for you to be able to speak with them and talk about what's going to be best as for the business owner as well to limit their tax exposure and their liability.
Well, that's very smart. So that's good to know.
Oh, absolutely. When people call me and say, well, how should I set my 401k? It's like, I have a guy because I'm not that person.
And we're not licensed. So
right.
We don't want to give you advice when we're not licensed and it be wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we, like Kirk said, Slavic is amazing to work with. They do a questionnaire. Things that people don't think about that matter as a business owner is how many family members you have on payroll.
Mm-hmm.
That has a huge impact on how you can structure your 401k, how their benefits are treated as family members, and how you file your taxes. I mean, it's, how many family members are employed in your business is a huge factor in a lot of things. So we turn it over to Slavic. They talk to you about that, find out who the ownership, how it's set up, and then they give you options. It's like, okay, you can do this, you can do this, or you can do this. And it's all helps to maximize your return as a business owner. I mean, you're giving something to your employees. They get the pre-tax deduction benefit, and you as a business owner get, it's almost a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you're providing things like that to your employers. Because the government wants to incentivize personal savings. That's why at the first of the year, the automatic enrollment in 401k came. Mm-hmm. If you don't take any actions, you're automatically enrolled. The government is really pushing personal and private savings account right now. And unfortunately, it's because they're uncertain of the future of Social Security, which is not a great thing. It's something that, especially everyone in this room at our age, we've paid into for a while, and we expect some return on that. But with those changes and everything, it really helps if a business owner can participate. There's no charge for joining the plan. Where a lot, if you go on your own, there's implementation fees and startup fees and things like that. There's none of that. If you're with Avalon, we can bring you in under our master plan. And basically, once we have that consultation, everything gets set up. It's a pretty seamless process after that.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're talking this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with our friends at Avalon HR, Stacy and Kirk. If you have a question for them, text it in, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and there's other things, too, for business owners. And we've talked in the past when I've been here about the FICA tip tax credits for restaurants. But the other one is work opportunity tax credits. And without getting into what all that is, it's called WOTC, is the acronym WOTC. That also is a dollar-for-dollar credit for a business owner to be able to take against their tax liability at the end of the year. The good thing about that is, and the FICA credit, if you don't have a tax liability for that year, you can carry that forward several years. So just because you're not able to apply it this year doesn't mean you won't be able to apply it to your tax liability when you have one. So those are the kind of things we want you to give us a call, 475-1555. Talk to me, talk to Chip, who's not here today, talk to Stacy. We'll walk you through these things. We're right here local in Pensacola, right down on 100 South Pace Boulevard. Come in and see us. Sit down. Let's talk about these things and see how we can help pay you legally less money to the IRS than you
legally,
should be paying.
That's the big thing. And that's what's great about what you do is Avalon HR, because you can help someone, especially with a small business or large business, you know, either or, and help the individual employees. But some of the other things you do, you have open enrollment, I believe, right now. Is that what's
coming up? It's coming up. We're off cycle. We're not a 1-1 enrollment. Our open enrollment starts in March for an April 1st.
Okay.
So this is a good time to jump on, and you can get, you know, even if you can't contribute to any benefits as an employer, just being able to offer them to your employees, you know, kind of helps them. It ties them to your business a little bit. It adds a little value to you as an employer to be able to say, you know, especially as a small business, hey, we've got medical, dental, vision, 401k, right. And really, you know, these can be done at little or no impact financially to you as the employer.
Wow, so that's a very important thing to know.
Absolutely. You know, employees need these things. They want to be somewhere where they can provide them, and often, you know, small businesses are like, it's just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about coming into a PEO is our plans are established. You're joining into master plans that are already set up. So you don't have to pay any of those setup fees on your own. You don't have to mess with it. You don't have to handle the deductions, paying the bills, anything like that. We do all of that for you.
Yeah, those contributions that come from the employees, you know, they're paying for it. We're deducting it out of their paycheck every single pay period. You know, even to things like if there's questions, I have a question about a claim. They're going to the business owner and they're spending too much time with these types of things. We're their person for that. They call us. We take care of those things. You know, the average business owner is spending between 10 and 20 hours a week on employee-related matters. It could be a healthcare issue. It can be whatever you could do with an employee.
Payroll.
And what Avalon does is we give that owner, depending on the structure, about 5 to 15 hours of that time back every single week. Lets them do more in their business, you know, getting out, growing their business, as opposed to spending all that time in their office working on employee issues.
That's a big help. I mean, I know from having run a small nonprofit organization that we don't really have time in the nonprofit arena or small business to really be spending time discussing someone's hours and their payroll and et cetera.
What happened? Yeah. What is it? just call Avalon. They know what happened.
Take care of me.
It takes 10 seconds. Call Avalon.
That's the great.
And by the way, when you call us, we answer the phone
every time.
It's not a phone tree or a voicemail. You know, you call us during our business hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, a real person answers the phone and gets you an answer while you're on the phone.
All right, what's the phone number?
850-475-1555.
All right.
Give us a call.
And you can also look on their website, because I know you have a breakdown on your website of all the different services you provide.
We do. There's a lot of information on there about the benefits. There's a lot about the fact that we are IRS certified, which is a huge thing in the PEO industry. That means if there is a mistake on your payroll, your taxes, it's on us. It's not on you as a business owner. The IRS isn't going to come knocking at your door. They're going to call us, because we have a dedicated IRS rep that works with us every day. You know, and if there's a problem, he calls us and says, hey, this is what you need to do to fix it. So, you know, the business 9 times out of 10 doesn't even know. They're not bothered by it. There's no penalties or interest to them. It's just, hey, it doesn't look like this is right. And they, you know, and people are like, well, how can that be messed up? Well, there's lots of things. We have a synagogue as a client. Well, your rules for clergy and pastor and how they're taxed are different than it is for the rest of us. That's handled a little differently. There's different tax rules on clergy housing, clergy pay, and things like that. So you have to be able to do all of that correctly to make it work and keep the IRS from knocking on your door.
My question is, how do you keep up with it all? Because it seems like it's constantly changing. And I know there have been some changes for 2025.
That's where you stay in your lane. My lane is, you know, HR, work comp. We have a tax department. That is their lane. I don't try to pretend to be a tax advisor. No, absolutely not. I've said this means I hate numbers. is not lack of ability. It is lack of desire. I want to make that clear. I have no interest. Our sales guys, you know, they know what their things that they need to sell. I don't try to go out and sell because I don't like that either. So, you know, we hire the right people, skilled people, and we let them do what they do best. Everybody handles their own things. They take care of their own things, and it works out very well.
Absolutely. And those taxes, they can vary by state, county, municipality. I mean, there's so many different taxes that if you've opened an office, well, the synagogue that Stacy's mentioning is in Atlanta. There's a lot of different taxes that go by the different counties in the Atlanta metro area and even down to the city of Atlanta or whatever city you're in that area. So it's definitely something that you need to have an expert doing those for you. And, you know, we're very fortunate to be one of the leading experts in this field here in the Pensacola area.
So. And the big thing, you know, that's come up with that lately is remote work. You know, you can be in Pensacola and you can hire somebody in Texas or California. Well, as a business owner, how are you going to pay those taxes for that state? You know, if it's even Alabama has state taxes where Florida does not. So as a business owner, you would be responsible for figuring out how to pay those Alabama taxes or any other state. And what do you have to do to have an employee in that state? What are the work comp rules? What are the This just came up the other day with the federal labor law posters.
Right.
What's required when you have a remote employee? You know, where should they be? Where can they find it? What are you required as the employer to send them? And we can take care of all of that for you. Make sure that you're covered and compliant and everybody's good.
Yep, absolutely.
We're having a little additional
phone work,
a little
over
phone
here,
work going on.
This is live radio, y'all. Live radio.
Answering the phone, pushing the buttons, doing all that.
And she's doing a great job. You should see
you
Meg going over there.
She is going nonstop over
there. She's like
a
hamster on a wheel over here.
Oh, we hung up. Uh-oh. Oh, hang on a minute.
No, come back, my friend.
All right. We lost him.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. Well, he was going to probably ask, what makes you guys the best in the business? I can see that. But we're always willing to meet with you, and we can do that whether you're local or you know, outside of this area. We can talk to you on the phone. You can come into our office. We can come to yours. You know, we have a good presence over in Alabama as well, Baldwin County area. And, you know, but we're in several states, Stacey. How many states are we serving right now?
Oh, I think we are up to about 14 or 15. And I think that's getting ready to double with one of our clients that is bringing on some new contracts, which will expand us into about 14 more states.
Yeah, and we're licensed in more than that. But we're talking to one group. It's a large church group, and they just became affiliated with an organization in Manhattan, in New York. And so they've got 16 employees that are going to be coming on board there. Well, we're not currently licensed because we didn't have any clients in New York, but all we have to do is get licensed. We've already talked about it, what we have to do that. And again, the borough taxes, the city taxes, all the different things in New York.
Very different in the state. Yeah, New York state.
We've already started that groundwork, so we'll be ready. If we get this client on board, which we're hoping to, then we'll be able to pick right up in the state of New York. So if you have location or work remote employees that are in a state that we're not licensed in, it's a very easy process for us to become licensed in that state.
Right. Being a member of NAPEO, which is the National Association of PEOs, NAPEO helps us register in those states. So we go to NAPEO and we're like, hey, we need to register in New York. And they tell us what we need to do. And sometimes in certain states, NAPEO can do that registration for us because they have all of our information.
Right.
They know who we are. They know what we do. They have all the information. So a lot of times it's just saying, hey, NAPEO, we're going into New York. And they'll be like, got you. You know, we'll register you, give you your, you know, tax filing ID numbers and all of that. So, you know, that's where those partnerships that we talk about all the time come into play. They're invaluable, and it's things that, as a single business owner, you know, the SHRM, Society for Human Resource Management, the NAPEOs, the ESACs, all the different groups that we're a part of, it would not really be financial feasible for a single business owner to do.
Nor would they have time to do.
Right. It is time consuming. There's a lot of paperwork that goes
into say, yeah, that's the big help.
A lot of paperwork. And, you know, with the IRS certification, we are audited a couple times a year, and it's I feel like I'm in constant audit. But that's, you know, where we're just showing that, hey, we are transparent. You know, we everything we do is legitimate. You know, if they come back with some recommendations on how we could do it better, we absolutely take those to heart and listen. And we're not just going to, you know, and Kurt can attest to this on the sales side. We're not just going to say, oh, absolutely, we can help everybody, anybody. We've right. turned clients away because we're like, we're not where you need to be, mm-hmm. you know, for various reasons.
Well, I had a friend of mine was in the office this week, and he owns a business. He's got 5 or 6 employees. And, you know, we had the conversation, is the professional employer organization route the right way for him to go? And we spent several minutes in there. We kind of, you know, put it on a board, and here's the pros, and here's, you know, the benefits to you. And he's going to make that decision after he speaks with his accountant later today, because we want to make sure, as I told him, we're not the right decision for everybody, mm-hmm. but we're the right decision where it matters and where it can bring value to that customer. So that, and we're very honest about that. We'll right. tell you. And if we're not the one, then, you know, we'll
tell you that too.
Yeah. and we may even make a recommendation of who you should go see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our experts are Stacey Orens and Kirk Waters with Avalon HR. We've covered quite a few topics. We've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything that you wanted to touch on today that we haven't talked about?
Well, I mean, don't think that just because the first of the year has passed that you still can't move over to services with a professional employer organization like Avalon HR. And
it's not too late.
It's not too
late.
We have customers that come on every single month. You know, there are some issues there that we'll explain to you with regard to some taxes and things like that, state unemployment taxes. But we're in a position to do that and show you and look at it and say, hey, does this benefit of what we do for you outweigh that small cost? So we're able to do that. And again, we're a 365 day a year type of business. We can take care of you every single day of the year. So don't be shy about calling 850-475-1555. Let us talk to you and see if we can help you.
All right. All right, Stacey. So now what is on your agenda as you go forward this year?
Oh my goodness. Well, immediately I'm preparing for open enrollment. I've got all the renewals in, working on the materials to distribute to the employees. My first conversations are always with the owners saying, hey, here's what we've got. You know, here's what we're looking at. Do you want, you know, this is the time if you want to change your employer contribution, let's do it now. If you want to pay for something you didn't pay for before, let's do it now. You know, this is time to make all those changes. So I'm going to literally spend the next 2 months getting all that in place, getting that wrapped up, ready to go. I just finished all of our ACA compliance issues yesterday. I got all those out of the way. And so, you know, lots of benefit stuff in my immediate future. So,
okay, that sounds good. Well, I appreciate y'all coming in this morning. We've been talking with Kirk Waters and Stacey Orens with Avalon HR. So many services that you provide, so many things that you do. So once again, if you can give the website and also your phone number. One more time. So get your pens. I'm giving you a heads up here. Get your pencils and pens out so you can write this down.
Absolutely. Avalon HR, AvalonHR.com. Look for us on LinkedIn, Facebook. We do some great updates there. We're local at 100 South Pace Boulevard in Pensacola, just up the street from the Ore House. And our phone number is 850-475-1555.
How long have y'all been in business?
Oh, my goodness.
About 15 years.
So you're very familiar with this market, what the employers need here. You probably have tons of experience and some great stories, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And we're a very tenured office.
Our office started on a boat in Lillian, Alabama.
No kidding.
3 employees.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it.
Thank you, Meg.
All right. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. Again, we've been talking with Avalon HR. That number one more time in case somebody wants to call.
850-475-1555.